Amen, somebody. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So glad to see you here tonight. Amen. How many know that God has something good in store for you? Amen. 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 Praise God. Let's pray. And if we're dismissing the kids, they can go. I don't know if their teachers are here or not, but if we are, they can definitely go. And we're going to jump into what we're going to meditate on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love you so much. Thank you so much for your grace. Thank you for your mercies unseen. And Lord, as we share the word tonight, I thank you, Lord God, that this word will take root in the hearts of your people, Father God. And it will produce a harvest that we can see, a tangible harvest, Lord, something that we can use on tonight, tomorrow, the next day. And I thank you that it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, again, thank you all for being here tonight. Just want to say God bless you and how much we appreciate you all coming out tonight. And don't plan on being long, but I do have a word from the Lord, and I just want to share what's on my heart. And let's just jump right into it. Amen? Praise God. If you have your Bible, turn to Psalms 34. I just want to kind of go through this chapter and just kind of break it down a little bit, and let's see what God is saying in the book of Psalms, verse 34. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to start out. David wrote this psalm. He wrote it as a song. And it starts off at the very beginning before you get into the chapter. It says, a psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. What was going on? You know, David had killed Goliath. And all of David's exploits became legendary. And, you know, the people began to sing songs. You know, Saul killed his thousands, but David killed his 10,000s. And, boy, they sung that song, and it went viral. Just like Jamil's video, it went viral. Everybody was watching it and singing the song. They was on TikTok. They made up a TikTok dance to it. Amen. Saul killed his thousands. David killed his 10,000. Amen. Made a dance up to it. I mean, it went viral. Everybody was singing the song. And it drove Saul crazy. I mean, Saul literally went crazy. Even though David was on his side, part of his army, killed the enemy, delivered Israel. You know, God used him to deliver Israel. Amen. Amen. With three smooth stones and a sling. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. And when they began to praise David and said, man, look at David, how magnificent he is. Oh, what a man David is. You know, Saul, you good and all. But boy, let me tell you something about David. David got it going on. I mean, Saul got jealous. I mean, he couldn't take it no more. And so Saul started to try to kill David. Amen. Put out a hit on David. David became a fugitive. Amen. The hero, amen, became a fugitive. So David went on the run. Amen. And he went to one of his priest friends, and he said, oh, no, buddy, you got a hit on your head. No, sir, you got a hit on your head. You ain't coming here. He said, because I done heard the song, Saul killed his thousands. But David killed his 10,000, and he did a dance, boy. The priest now, I'm talking about the priest now, amen. Amen, but he said, you got to go. So, I mean, David was on the run. You got to understand, him and his friends, his buddies, his warrior buddies, I mean, it was hard on them. You a fugitive. You know, I thought about it. I'm not going to do this now. I'm just saying, but what if I was to rob a bank or something? I'm like, man, how would I get away? I said, boy, just ain't no way, man. That's why I ain't going to do it now. I'm just saying. I mean, you go somewhere, try to use your debit card. Oh, they're going to find it. Amen. And you go try to get some gas or something. Oh, they're going to find you. Amen. I mean, it just ain't a need of being stupid. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But he was on the run, even in those days. I mean, there was nowhere to hide because everywhere David went, he was famous. People knew of David. So what he did, David told his brothers, he said, let's go into the lands of the Philistines. Now, even though he just killed Goliath, They got Goliath's big old sword, and they went into the land of the city of Gath. Now, guess what Gath was? That's where Goliath was from, his hometown. They went into his hometown to hide with Goliath's sword. Come on now. I'm like, really, David? Come on now. You could have found somewhere else better to hide than that. That's what I'm thinking to myself now. But David, as soon as he stepped in there, somebody said, wait a minute, ain't you the one? Saul killed his thousands, but David killed his 10,000. He said, we done heard the song. We heard the song. Matter of fact, we saw it on TikTok. Amen. That's what it is. Amen. So, So David could not hide there. Amen. He could not hide there. And the king Abimelech, well, Abimelech was a title, like you would say, Governor Tyrone. I mean, Governor Catlett. You know, so Abimelech is like a title. I think the guy's name, I can't pronounce it. I ain't going to even try to start with an A, Ishkarsh or whatever his king name was. But that was a title. But anyway, King Abimelech, he said, wait a minute, you mean this guy that killed my star soldier, Goliath, going to come into his hometown, into our city, and try to hide out? Oh, no. But guess what David did? The Bible says right here, it said, David pretended to be mad. He pretended he was crazy. I mean, I don't know what he was doing. He was probably eating grass and slobbing out the mouth. He was doing whatever he did. It worked because the king kicked him out of the city. And David and his friends were able to go hide in a cave. Amen? Amen. So after all of that, Saul and his armies chasing him, trying to kill him. Don't you know David went into Saul's tent and could have killed Saul? But what did he do? He just cut a piece of the cloak. Amen? And let him know, hey, buddy, he said, I wouldn't dare touch God's anointed. Amen? Amen? But after all of that, Saul trying to kill David, he went into the land of the Philistines, and that king could have killed him. I mean, that could have turned out bad. I mean, that could have turned out real bad. It's like us. You remember they had these two young ladies. They were going to go be Muslims, and they went into the heart of the Muslim country, ISIS. They were going to join ISIS. And you know what happened? They ended up dead. That's just how it was. David going into the land of the Philistines. Just that bad. Could have turned out that bad. But God gave him wisdom and spared his life. When David got in that cave, David said, Jesus, Lord. Lord almost died. Woo, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. He had a reason to say it. He said, listen, when I was driving that truck and that thing, hydroplane, I mean, I was behind that little car and I was on the phone. I was behind that car and I said, let me just get on around. So I kind of cut a little fast. And when I cut, it kept on going. And I'm looking down that big ditch and Jesus. Amen. I called his name. Amen. Okay. I said, Jesus. Amen. Amen. But I caught him. It, same thing. Amen. And when I got down to the bottom of that ditch and they finally pulled me out the tow truck, I said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Amen. So David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. There's so much to unpack in this scripture, this verse one. Let's look at it. The word blessed means to speak well of, amen? It means to glorify, to express attributions of perfection. What's attributions? It's a psychology word. It means the way that you perceive things, that's an attribute. I mean, this is the way, because of my surroundings, this is how I perceive things, amen? So he said, to express the way you perceive God, you're going to express it with perfections. Amen. Amen. So he said, I will bless the Lord. I will speak well of the Lord. Now I want you to look at the word bless. You know, we can categorize it in two different types of ways. Now, God, when God say bless, it means a little bit something different than when we say bless. Turn to Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. I'm going to just read it from the screen. Now God said, he said, I will make, you know, he's talking to Abraham. He said, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. You see that word bless? Now watch how God used the word bless. He said, I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, when God says bless, he's pouring some on you. Amen. I mean, he's making crooked paths go straight. Amen. He's turning situations around for you. He's shedding light on things that you needed answers for. Amen. Praise God. Then that's when God bless. But go back to Psalms 34. But when we say, I will bless the Lord, guess what we're doing? We're speaking well of our King. Amen. Amen. How many of y'all like somebody to speak well of you? Miss May blessed me all the time. She said, boy, Therese, I tell you what, you was stomping that organ. You better stomp it every Sunday. I said, Miss May, I'm going to stomp the fire to that organ. I'm going to stomp it, Miss May. I'm a stomp it, amen. Let me stomp the organ, amen. Praise God. I got on the keyboard tonight. I said, nah, I ain't played the keyboard in so long. Let me get on and play the keyboard and let me bang the keys just a little while on the keyboard. Amen. But he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. David was so happy. Miss May, I just put you in my sermon, Miss May. I sure did. Miss May said, Terrell, you better stomp that organ. You better stomp it, son. I said, yes, ma'am, I'm going to stomp it. I'm going to stomp that organ. Amen. Praise God. And he said, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Look, praise, the word praise. When we say, you know, I taught a lesson when I talk about praise and the word between praise and thanksgiving. You know, when you praise, you know, you might be going through something, but boy, you still lift up your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Amen. So he said, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Even though David was going through all that, boy, he still had a praise in his mouth. Amen. And then he said, my soul, verse 2, my soul shall make a boast, shall make its boast in the Lord. You know, I had to break that down. I said the word boast means to, now normally we hear somebody say, you know, somebody boasting or bragging on yourself, on themselves. It has a negative connotation to it. Amen. Now musicians bad about, well, you know, most musicians try to be fake, humble. Boy, you know, you're good. Oh, doc, I ain't doing that, man. That's what musicians do. That's musician talk. Now, in the back of their mind, they be like, yeah, go on, tell me how good I am. Yeah. I mean, it's so funny, boy. I'm a musician, so you know when you know y'all here, we play regular, but we see another musician come in. Oh boy, let me tell you, we finna crank it up, hitting 13th note chord and elbow stuck out to the side, making it's just a musician thing, amen. It'd be like that everywhere you go, amen. Not me, not because I'm a humble brother, amen. Praise God, amen. But he said my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. And now watch this. The word boast means to praise oneself extravagantly in speech. Amen. Speak of oneself with excessive pride. Amen. Now, if you're doing that to yourself or for yourself, that's when you're in error. Amen. But he said, my soul will make its boast in the Lord. Let me tell you something. It's all good to praise God very extravagantly in speech. Come on, y'all. And speak about him with excessive pride. Amen. Amen. What we do boast about, what do we boast about? We boast about his works. Lord, you delivered me, Lord. I tell him, Lord, I remember when this was happening, that was happening. Lord, there wasn't nobody but you. And I want to say, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Sometimes we need to hit the press the rewind button, amen, and rewind it back. You need to think about what God delivered you from. You need to think about what doors God opened for you. You need to just take a step back, look back, and see what he brought you from. Come on, somebody. That's why he said, my soul will make a boast in the Lord. Amen. He said, I will make a boast in the Lord. Listen what it says. Speak extravagantly. Amen. In speech about the Lord. Brag on him excessively. Amen. I hope you're getting a picture of what's about to happen here. Then he said, the humble shall hear of it and be glad. Verse 3, he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. David said, I'm not just going to do it by myself, but I'm going to invite each and every one of you to do it with me. Amen. Praise God. The word magnify means to enlarge. Watch this now. Enlarge. Exaggerate, to increase, especially beyond its normal borders or normal measure. You hear what I'm saying? To increase way beyond the normal. Amen. And then it says to overemphasize. Watch this. To give excessive emphasis to. When he says magnify the Lord with me, he said you better overexaggerate. Come on, y'all. He said, you better overemphasize. Come on, y'all. You better make it go way outside the normal because that's what I'm going to do. David understood. He said, King Saul almost killed me. Yeah. And then I was crazy and walked up into the Philistines camp and they almost killed me too. It wasn't nobody but God that got me out of both of those situations and got me up in this cave with me and my brothers. Oh, I will magnify the Lord. He said, won't you magnify? He said, brothers, will y'all magnify him with me? Yes. Glory to God. And then he said, and let us exalt his name forever. Now, we got to look at that word exalt. We got to look at it, y'all. Exalt means to, watch it, it means to raise high or to elevate by praise. I know that. I know the word exalt means to raise high and elevate. But when you exalt something, this is what I want you to get. Another definition for exalt means to raise in rank. When he said, I will exalt the Lord. Listen. Raise in rank. You got to make God bigger than your problem. Come on. You got to make God bigger than your situation. You got to see God for who he is. Amen. And see your situation for what it is. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. I'm talking about the creator of the universe. Praise God. Versus your little problem. Come on, y'all. Amen. Come on. It's like me getting ready to box with Trace. What's your little baby name? What's your baby? Who? Miley. It's like me and Miley getting ready to box. Who you think gonna win? Come on now, really? Come on now. Amen. Now her sister might jump in it now, but I'll box both of them. Oh, you want some too? Come on. I'll kick a baby. Amen. But he said, and let us exalt his name. Here you go again. Together. David said, I ain't finna do this by myself, y'all. He said, y'all better get in on this. Amen. He said, y'all better get in on this. Amen. He said, let us exalt his name. Raise God in rank. Make him bigger than your problem. See God for who he is and see your problem for what it is. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, we serve an all-knowing God. We serve an all-powerful God. We serve a God who knows everything that is to know about everything because he created everything. Amen. Praise God. That's who we serve. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now, verse 4. Watch this. Let me slow down because I'm going to take my time because y'all, we're getting used to getting out all early and everything. The devil is alive. Let me slow it down. Amen. Matter of fact, let me just sit here about a minute or two before we go on. I had to repent before the Lord's son. I said, Lord, we got out way too early. I said, well, that'll never happen in Jesus' name. No, just play. Let's play. Amen. Verse 4, he said, and that's where we get that song. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. Then he said, I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord. That's where that came from. Now watch this. Verse 4 says, I sought the Lord. Come on, y'all. Guess what? And he heard me. Glory to God. Woo! Woo! Glory to God. David was absolutely amazed at how committed God is to his word. He said, look, the word sought means to go in search of, to seek, to look for. David said, I went in search of the Lord, and I'm just absolutely amazed at how committed he is. The creator of the universe heard me, y'all. Oh, he heard me. He heard me. He knew that King Abimelech could have killed me. He knew that Saul and his armies could have killed me. But the Lord God Almighty delivered me from all my fears. Come on, y'all. And if he'll do it for David, he'll do it for you. What's that song Ty Tripper sing? If he did it before, he'll do it again. One, two. Yeah, I know the song. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I sought the Lord. I sought him, y'all. I went in search of him. Amen. What? Let's slow that down. What does it mean to seek the Lord? What does it mean to sought him? I wish my mom was here. She'd be like, boy, you know that's incorrect English. Amen. What does it mean to seek after the Lord? Amen. I mean, the Bible says plainly. I mean, you put him first. Amen. You take your time. Here you go. If you want God's results, come on. You gonna do what? You want his results? Use his methods. Amen. Watch this. What does it mean to seek the Lord? Oh, you take some time. You just spend some time with him. You read your Bible. Listen, I'm talking about just a chapter a day. Slow it down. Look up some definitions. Have your notebook out. Take you a few notes. Amen. And let it just get into your spirit. Amen. Oh, you take some time and let God speak to you. You take some time just praying the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm telling you, the enemy knows. He knows how powerful praying in tongues is. He knows. But I'm telling you, when it's time to pray in tongues, it's time to get on the prayer line or do your own praying. I know for myself. Get down to pray. Man, everything hit your mind. I need to check my email. I just got a text. Let me do this. I need to go do this right quick. Oh, man, I forgot to do this right quick. Spend some time with God. Seek the Lord. And guess what? If you seek him, God will hear you. Amen. And when God hears you, guess what happened? He delivered me from all my fears. I'm telling you, deliverance is in the house. Amen. 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 Deliverance is in seeking the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, they looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. Here you go again, verse 6. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all of his troubles. Amen. It's something about crying out to God. Amen. I mean, what does that mean? God said, put me in remembrance of my word. Amen. You just simply speaking the word back to him. Lord, you said in your word. Amen. God, like, gives God's attention. What you going to say? What you going to say next? What you about to say to you? Lord, you said in your word that everything I put these hands to, I prospered. God said, oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Come on, speak it back to me. Come on, son. Speak it to me. Come on, daughter. Y'all speak that word back to me. Because he said, my word will not return unto me void. But it was set out what it was accomplished to do. When that word goes forth, amen, that word will accomplish what it's supposed to do. And then when it returns back to God, boom, it's done. Amen. Praise God. Y'all, we got so many valuable tools and weapons in the spirit realm that we can use, that we ought to use on a daily basis. Amen. Amen. Praise God. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him. Man, you need to meditate that. Therese cried out and the Lord heard him. Amen. And it ain't just meaning cry. Oh, God. I mean, you may have to do that sometimes. Amen. But it means lift up your voice. What did we just read in verse 4 and verse, I will bless the Lord and his praise continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in him. Oh, magnify the Lord. I mean, that's crying out to God. Amen. Amen. Listen, David was not quiet. That's what I wanted to get you to see. David was not saying this in his mind. Oh, he was making a big noise. Amen. Because at one point, didn't he dance out his clothes? Amen. Now, I implore each and every one of you here tonight, from this point, do not anywhere in this church dance out your clothes. Amen. Amen. Now, David can get away with it, but please keep them on. Amen. I know we had a guest minister here, and she had lost some weight, and she stood up with them hands lifting, that pants fell to the floor. I said, Lord, knew not to let me see that, because I would have stopped playing and just laughed. I would have. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. But That would have went viral. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Right, now he said in verse 7, he said, and went into verse 6, and saved him out of all of his troubles. Verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Now I wanna just kind of focus in on that word fear. And it does not mean be afraid of the Lord. But you got to know, wait a minute now. Let me tell you something. The king just stepped into the building. Oh, there's a level of awe, a level of respect, and a level like, man, look, oh, he in the building. See, you got to have that for God. Because he is the creator. I can remember I don't know if it was me and my wife or my kids, but we went to this dinner. Her brother had some kind of luncheon for some business investors, and the guy that started UPS was there speaking. Got a chance to meet him. And I just had a level of awe about myself to when I talked to him, how you doing, sir? You know what I mean? I ain't just walk up and give him five, what's up, bro? You know, yes, sir, how you doing? Yeah, yeah. Why? Because, I mean, it's God's substance, amen? Amen? So you got to have, when it says fear the Lord, you got to know that the creator of everything is in the house, amen? Amen. So it says the angels of the Lord encamps all around, not just around, but it says all around. Amen. Those who fear him, and here it goes again, and delivers them. I'm telling you, God has deliverance for you, him, and her, she, and they, and all of us. Amen. Praise God. Then it says, oh, taste and see, verse 8, that oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. You know, God is good. Amen. I said, God is good. Amen. I don't care what's going on in your life or the person beside you. God is good. He's a good God. Amen. He is a good God, and his mercy is long. He's long suffering. He's compassionate. Amen. I mean, as many times as we mess up, oh my goodness. It wouldn't pay for one of us to be God. Boy, we'd have been struck us with lightning. Amen. Oh, you done messed up again. Not this time. Amen. But God is so long-suffering. I mean, he's so compassionate. And he made the way back to him so easy. Amen. He said, repent and come on back. Man, you can't have a better deal. Amen. If you mess up, he just said, repent and come back. Amen. God ain't going to hold it over your head. Now, there may be some consequences of something that you did, but I'm telling you, God will restore. Amen. He will get you out of that hole that you may have dug yourself in. Amen. But what I'm trying to say is, if you want to go to heaven and you don't want to go to hell, let me tell you something. God has made the way easy. I know the way is narrow, amen, but it's not hard to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. You know what? I'm tired of running. Come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, amen. Praise God. I can remember way back when I was in college. It was a, I used to go to this town. I had some friends that used to catch me back from Alcorn Lord just led me to pray for him. I'm like, I forget the guy's name. But I mean, I prayed with him and led him to the Lord. And he said, man, you know what? And he had that cigarette in his mouth. You know what, man? I'm saved, man. Yeah, praise God. I said, well, brother, amen. I believe you're saved. I mean, you prayed a prayer. Now, God didn't say he had to start smoking in, amen. But amen, praise God. But what I'm saying, God is good. Amen. I mean, you look around, and you say, you need to tell yourself, I mean, not every day, every other day, Lord, I mean, you have been good to me. Think about it. Think about somebody in a way worse condition than what you're in. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Don't let the devil fool you. Amen. I mean, that is his job, is to steal your joy. Why? Because the joy of the Lord, that's where your strength lies. Amen. Amen. That's what he want to do, steal your joy. Amen. He wants you to be mad and upset and all uptight and can't praise and barely will speak and fussing. I mean, that's what he wants. Amen. But don't let him steal your joy. Amen. So it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It says, blessed is the man who trusts him. He said, oh, fear the Lord. There go the word again. Fear the Lord, you his saints. He said, there is no want to those who fear him. See, what you gotta realize, you have to have an awe. I'm talking about just an awe, just a massive respect and, oh, Father God, you are God. Oh, Father, you're so holy. Oh, Lord, let me tell you something. God, ain't nobody like you. Oh, that great name of Jesus, that great name. Father, you the King of kings and Lord of lords. I bless you, Lord. Lord, let me tell you something. Ain't nobody like you. Jesus, your name is above every name. Oh, look, Jesus, look, sickness has to bow its knee to your name. Disease has to bow its knee to your name. Poverty has to bow its knee to your name. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. That's fearing the Lord. Amen. That's fearing the Lord. Amen. He said, and the Bible says plainly, there is no want to those who fear him. Amen. Now, verse 10 says, they says that the young lions, they lack and suffer hunger. You know, I like to watch those nature shows, and you can see you have a pride of lions, and then you have a group of young lions, like three or four, break off on their own. Young, strong lions. But they ain't got all their stuff together. They don't quite know how to hunt right, and you know, as a unit like the other pack. And guess what? They get hungry. And if they get hungry enough, they're going to learn how to hunt. But the Bible says that young lions, they lack and they suffer hunger. Even though they're strong, they're the king of the jungle. Strong. I bet you I wouldn't run up on one. Amen. He's not going to have no toasted Therese today. No, he's not. No, no. I bet they get fooled over there. Amen. Oh, Tracy, you're laying a little too hard now. That's uh-uh. I just rebuked that in Jesus' name. I meant to tell a joke, but it wasn't that funny now. I'm just saying. It's going to put a stop to all this. Amen. Amen. All right, let's get back on. He said they lack and they suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. I'm telling you, it's a blessing in seeking the Lord. There's a blessing. There's a blessing in going in search of him. There's a blessing in looking for him and searching out the scriptures and learning of him. There's a blessing. He said, you shall not lack any good thing. Let me hurry on. Come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and love and loves many days that he may see good? He said, you want to live a good life. You want to live many days. You want good things to happen in your life. He said, verse 13, keep your tongue from evil. Oh, come on, somebody. And your lips from speaking deceit. Come on. And depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Amen. If you want to live a good life, amen. You want your days to be long on the earth, amen. And you want your days to be good. Hey, go to the formula. He said, keep your tongue from evil and keep your lips from speaking deceit, amen. And depart from evil and do good, amen. Why would he say do good? Why would he say? Because verse 15, he said, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. What does righteous mean? It means you're living right. You're in right. You know, when we say we're in right standing with God, I mean, that's what that means. But if we just to talk real talk, you living right. Amen. I ain't saying you're perfect. Ain't none of us perfect. Amen. But you're living right. Amen. Amen. You're doing your best to live right. You may miss it here. You may miss it there. Amen. But you're living right. Amen. That's what God called the righteous. Amen. He said, God's eyes, he said, my eyes are on you. And then he said, my ears are open to your request. Well, I know it says cry, but to your request when you pray and when you call out to me, he said, my ears are open. Verse 16, the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. That's why Therese is going to do right. Amen. To the best of my ability, I'm going to do right. Why? Because he will cut off the remembrance of them from the earth, those that do evil. Amen. Now, verse 17, about to wrap it up. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears. Those that are living right, those that are in right standing, I mean, when you see wrong before you, you choose right. Amen. And when you see right before you, that's the way that you go. Amen. Amen. He said, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you again, somebody needs to hear this. If you do miss it, just repent. Just repent. Amen. God ain't holy. I remember when we was young. I can remember being over my cousin Tim, them house, and my cousin Karen, we used to say all the time, God gonna get you. We should always say it, God, all right, God gonna get you. But now God ain't trying to get you. If he wanted to get you, he'd have been and got you. Amen. I got that from Brother Hagin. If he wanted to get you, he'd have been and got you. Amen. So he said, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears and he delivers them. I love it. I love it, y'all. He delivers them from all of their troubles. Praise God. He delivers them from all of their troubles. Amen. Praise God. That's why you can drive to and fro up and down the highways and you don't have to fear. Amen. My baby is driving and every now and then the devil try to put a thought in your mind. No, I already covered them in the blood. Amen. No, I'm not going to worry. I would not dare let myself get in bondage of fear and think, oh, she's going to have a wreck or this going to happen. No, buddy. No, sir. I know what the scripture says. Amen. It kept me. Amen. I know my mom was praying. All the kids, they had it, and we all driving. Lord Jesus, I know they was praying for us. Amen. Praise God. Some of y'all praying for y'all too. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So, verse 18, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and he saves such as have a contrite spirit. You know, when your heart is hurting, God understands when you're going through things. Listen. He understands when you're going through things. God said, look, I'm near. I'm right here with you. I know it hurts, but let me tell you something. You take my hand, and I will walk you through this thing. If you put your trust in me, that's why the Bible says in Proverbs, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't look to what your eyes can see and what your mind understands. Don't look to that. Amen. God says, I'm right here with you. Amen. And it says, many are afflicted. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen. Look, righteous people, godly people, going to go through some trouble. Amen. I know we're going to go through some trouble. Amen. How many of y'all have ever been through some trouble before? Amen. I know you have. Amen. But was not God there? Yes, he was. Amen. He said, you're going to go through some trouble, but the Lord delivers you out of them all. Amen. Amen. The next time trouble look you in your face, you look it right back in your face and say, God delivers me from this trouble. Amen. Praise God. Then it said, and he guards all of his bones, and not one of them are broken. That's why I know God will protect protect me and mine, amen. You and yours, amen. And us, amen. That's why I know he'll protect us. He said not a bone would be broken, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. He said, God said he guards our bones, amen. Amen. That's what, you know, when I played football in high school, I was all right. You know, I was pretty good. I mean, you know, if my mind would have been really into that, I mean, I was into it, but I mean, I could have been a lot better, but I was pretty good. Just, you know, naturally pretty good, pretty strong and, you know, short and stocky. I mean, I just naturally was a good lineman, amen. And I could stand them big boys up. I could stand them up, man, and let that running back get on through there. And I used to pray before I got to practice, Lord, I thank you that I will not break a bone in Jesus' name. My whole football career, I did not break a bone, amen. And those other folks, bro, I seen them, they break their leg or ankle or something, or arm or whatever. Not Therese, no sir. Because I knew what the scripture said, amen. He said, God guards all of my bones, amen. And he said, not a one of them will be broken. I knew that scripture, amen. Amen. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate righteousness shall be condemned. Now, last verse, the Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. That word redeem means that God paid the bill, amen. If we're to go out, you know, I was in line at, okay, McDonald's, amen, praise God. I realized I was in line at McDonald's, and I saw a cop behind me, and I told the lady, I said, what did he order? She said, he ordered so-and-so. I said, I'm going to pay his bill, so when he get up here, it's already going to be paid. I try to do that, you know, if the situation is right and there's a cop behind, I just like to do that. So I paid it, and guess what? I redeemed his ticket, amen. It was already paid for. The Bible says that the Lord redeems the soul of his servants. Amen. God already paid the price. Amen. Amen. And none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Condemnation comes from the enemy. It don't come from God. Amen. The enemy tries to condemn you because he wants you. He wants me to be all uptight, feeling all bad. And when you get in that state, you can't pray, you can't praise, you can't worship. Amen. Let God deliver you from that. And you walk in your righteousness, amen, and walk in what God called you to do, amen. Praise God, praise God, amen. Well, that's all I have for tonight, amen, praise God. And I'll stop it right there. Psalms 34, you get a chance, read through that that chapter. It'll bless your life. Meditate it, amen. It's just a lot of good nuggets in there, a lot of good things that'll bless your life and really strengthen your faith, amen.